This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
But that's not all. We've got something else right now.
You go for it, young man.
We are welcoming the lovely Anthony Wallace from Equal Love. Hello, Anthony.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Very well indeed. And you do an awful lot, don't you, with Equal Love. When did all that begin for you?
I'm approaching 10 lovely years with Equal Love.
Wouldn't equality be a great anniversary?
It would be. It would be. And let alone all the parties we get to go to and receptions and free food and drink. Looking forward to that.
What made you get involved? I mean, that was way back when, I don't know, I mean, we obviously can't speak
21.
For everyone. But, you know, most people were not thinking about marriage equality 10 years ago,
no.
Were they? You know?
No. There was, I mean, we all were, saw witness when Howard amended the Marriage Act. And I think for me, up until the time that the Marriage Act got amended, because we were conditioned to live in a society where the idea of marrying a same-sex partner was not...
It wasn't on anywhere. Our minds, was it, really?
No, you don't kind of aspire to that.
No.
So it wasn't an aspiration of mine because it was just not a thing that you did. And it wasn't until the Marriage Act got amended that I thought that was a completely homophobic move by the government of the time, considering that there was, you know, the Netherlands had made amendments, Canada had made amendments, and that's when all of a sudden I went, hang on, I never wanted this, but now all of a sudden I do.
Yeah.
So that's when, you know, I obviously became in support of and vocal about it, that it should be awarded to Australians, but it was a poster on Smith Street for a rally, and it just said, back in the day, same-sex marriage rally. And I went, ooh, I might ring them and see if they need a hand, and that's when it all started.
Do you regret that day?
Maybe this week I have. Maybe this week.
And I know you don't. I mean, I guess there must be days when you think, oh, God, have I got to do that again? But that's the same with anything, especially this is so involving, isn't it? I mean, this obviously is, you know, for you and others that are involved with it, has taken over your lives.
It has. So so this week, since Sunday, I have done 2 sun up working at the desks. This is, I mean, we're a small committee. We only have a team of 7, and everyone has full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And so it is a volunteer organisation, but we are trying to deliver big results during the campaign, and Melbourne is the most active active territory for activism. Mm-hmm. So our rally engagement is higher than other cities. So, you know, we had a rally only 3 weeks ago, and or less, in fact, we have our biggest one ever this Sunday.
And that's what we're talking about today, isn't it? It's the Yes Fest.
The Yes Fest, yes. So the final of Equal Loves Melbourne Yes Fest this Sunday. It's a national weekend of action. So there are rallies all across the country in capital cities. We're rallying on Sunday along with Adelaide.
And what's the rundown of that then? I know that you always meet at the State Library, and that's going on at 1. What will we get there?
Yeah, so it's a bit different to usual. We normally have quite a long rally, and we have a march around the city, and we either go to Parliament or back to the library. We're having a short rally this time, so it's only about a half-hour rally with some guest speakers at the State Library. Mm-hmm. And we'll be marching down Swanson Street to Alexandra Gardens for the main stage concert with 4 hours of live stage entertainment and some other guest speakers to break up the performers and while the stage crew reset the stage.
Now, that's a huge effort. This is the list for this. I mean, just to name a few, you've got Greg Gould, Dolly Diamond, you've got Spider Bait.
I know. We have got Spider-Bait, so it's really great watching online. You know, people go, oh, my God, I remember when. And I think for many of us, when we talk about Spider-Bait, it just brings back those summer festivals in the 90s where Spider-Bait were like the biggest act in this country at the time. We thought that, we wanted a band that, kind of resonated with everyday Australians, those people that might be complacent about posting their ballots or not really that connected with the campaign. They're neither really a strong yes or a strong no. But if they can see like-minded and people that they adore, such as Jimmy Barnes, who's performing at the Yes Fest in Sydney, and Spider-Bait, maybe these people who have been, half-hearted about posting in their ballot actually might be motivated to do so. So we're thrilled to have Spider-Bait headlining this Sunday.
Because we're down to the wire now, aren't we? We're basically, people have got till this Friday if they want to request a new form, and it's literally next week. Next week is the kind of postal deadline. By the end of next week, you have to have your postal survey in the post. So is that why you guys have gone with this intent to kind of do a rally, a march and a dance and mix it all up in a different way to kind of just lift our spirits differently?
Well, we certainly have chosen that path in Melbourne. This has been an excruciating 2 months for our community.
Mm-hmm.
Though the celebration may be preemptive, we certainly need it. One thing we found when we were surprised in Melbourne when, 24,000 people attended our first rally, part of the Yes campaign, was the commentary afterwards of people saying, it was wonderful just coming together, feeling love. We know that we've seen so much hate projected towards members of our community, and a lot of it's been shared by people within our own community on social media platforms. So we've been, exposed to a lot of that hurtful stuff, but the rallies is a moment where people feel love and rejoice.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And one other thing is that there are so many comments from people saying, I'm coming alone, is that okay? And we say, yeah, sure, come along. And then they say, oh, my God, I'm so glad I did. I was so welcomed. I talked to so many people. And we thought, isn't it a shame that we get to the end of the rally and it's kind of like, okay, thanks for coming. We'll see you at the next one. But we thought,
why not have a party?
So, yeah, let's give everyone an opportunity to really mingle and chat.
And the beauty of the park as well, like families can set up a blanket with their kids and things like that.
Is it PYO?
This event is a dry event.
By which you mean no booze?
Which means that there'll be no booze being sold.
It's not really worth going, is it?
Michael.
Michael. It's not like my mum was here. Stop it, Michael, now, please. No, I'm obviously being silly. You should be best.
We have the return of Dolly Diamond.
She'll do anything.
She hasn't been seen in years.
She'll do anything. What about the rest of the list? Rocco D'Amore, Tim Campbell, our GM is coming.
Yes.
To speak to Neil Moisel. Yeah.
She never speaks. Yeah, so it's exciting.
It's great.
She'll be speaking at the rally. Yeah. Wonderful.
And Toddy Goldsmith, Lulu McClatchy will be there doing a little number together, I believe.
Yes, so Lulu and Toddy have seemed to created a bit of a duo act.
They're both fabulous, no wonder.
Yeah, so I think they're singing some songs from Calendar Girls.
Right. It's a play, that should be interesting. Get your tits out, yeah.
I'll have mine ready.
I didn't go to the last one because I was busy, but I did go to the one before that, and my God, it was incredibly moving. It rallied everyone. This is exactly what it's meant to do.
Exactly.
It rallied everyone, and I've I felt like I was meant to be there, and so did all those other 24,000 people. And I think we do need, obviously need this one in the sense of what you've just said. We need to be able to get along there and enjoy a day, a big yes fest. And I think, you know, I think this is well needed. I'm so glad it's happening around Australia as well. And you've done an incredible job, you and the other six, the Magnificent Seven. I know also that you are nominated for a Globe Award, aren't you?
Yes.
Which must be wonderful. It's nice to get the recognition, isn't it? I mean, you know, you don't do what you do to get nominated for awards,
well,
but when you do.
There's competition in the category.
Yeah, there always is in any category, isn't there? But, you know, LGBTI Person of the Year, and, well, we, you know, we wish you all the best, you know. Obviously, we don't want to win it, but we wish you, no, of course.
Well, and we can't wait to party and celebrate with you on Sunday. Not only at the rally, but in the park. I mean, I know you guys have worked really hard, but to be able to just have a bit of a boogie and be with the whole community together and celebrating our pride is going to be really wonderful.
It's going to be amazing. I think the Spiderback set is going to be a phenomenal crescendo to the day, but we do have a DJ set after Spiderback, just so people can get up and continue dancing. And I also want to also announce that the Vaudeville Smash, which is an outfit out of Melbourne, who are on the rise. One of their film clips has just had 8.5 million views online, and we're really excited to have those guys also playing before Spiderback on the day.
Amazing.
So it kicks off at 1 p.m. at the State Library in Victoria with a short rally, a bit of a march, and then we all head
to
Alexandra Gardens to come together as a community and party and celebrate with pride. Anthony Wallace from Equal Love, thank you for everything you're doing, and thank you for joining us here on Mad Wednesday.
Michael, Dean, thank you so much.
Thanks,
see
mate.
You Sunday.
All the best.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.